Hey, the One Recipe is on a brief hiatus, so in the meantime, we're revisiting some of our favorite episodes from the archive. Have a listen.
Hi, my name is Anna Stockwell. I have a new cookbook out. It's called For the Table. It's all about how much I love entertaining. I also have two cats who live in my house with me. You'll see pictures of them in my book because they can't keep out of my business. And they, you know, they're cats, they're brothers, but I think that they kind of think they're dogs. They follow me around the house like dogs do. They protect me when I sleep. And one of them, Felix, he even knows how to play fetch with me. Yes, I'm a crazy cat lady. Yeah.
So there is no shame in being a cat person, okay? Anyways, what's up, y'all? I'm Jesse Sparks, and this is The One Recipe, the podcast that asks chefs and wonderful cooks one important question. What is your one recipe? This week, we're raising a glass to the art of entertaining with Anna Stockwell. She's the author of the brand new cookbook called For the Table, Easy, Adaptable, Crowd-Pleasing Recipes. Hey, Anna. It's so good to have you.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Anytime. It's really my pleasure. So for anyone who doesn't know you, you are a beloved entertaining veteran. You are a seasoned pro when it comes to this stuff. So what do you love about entertaining?
Oh, well, thank you. I love feeding people. I love having people in my house. I love taking care of them. Jesse, I've been throwing dinner parties since I was in high school. I think at my first dinner party, my dad dressed up in his tuxedo with tails and greeted all the guests at the door.
Incredible. That's amazing.
Very cute. It was very cute. And, you know, I had all my high school friends dress up and we had like an elaborate garden party outside and I had spent days cooking for it and it was so much fun. So I have really been doing this for a very long time. I'm 35 now. That was more years ago than I can count. I still, the moment before, like the 10 minutes before the guests are set to arrive, you know, I sent out the invitation for 6:30 start time. And at 6:20, I get panicked. I still do. It's normal.
Very natural.
And I have all of these dreams that everything is going to be perfectly ready for when the guests walk in. And it never is. But I've learned, you know, I let myself have that momentary panic and then I let it go and I pour myself a drink and I have the drinks ready for everyone coming. And as long as you have something to feed them as soon as they walk in the door, a bowl of potato chips and something to drink, a spritz or a seltzer or whatever they desire, everybody's going to be fine and they're not going to care if everything is perfectly ready or not.
Yeah.
And in fact, most people enjoy helping with the last minute preparations.
Absolutely. So now that you've made it through the where's my oven moment and the beginning panic, may I ask you, what is your one recipe?
The one recipe that I wanted to tell you about today is my slow roasted side of salmon. And this is an entertaining trick that I have used for years, and it is so simple and just something that everybody should have in their back pocket, because when you want to feed a crowd of people, the whole side of salmon serves like 8 to 10 people. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
It's super impressive and beautiful looking. You lay the whole thing out on a platter and everybody's like, whoa, a whole side of salmon. But really, the hardest thing you had to do was go pick it up at the store. Like, it's just so easy to make.
Perfect.
And the thing I love about this recipe is that it can be served at any temperature. So you can make it the day before and let it sit in your fridge and then you can serve it cold. Or you can make it right before your guests come over and you can serve it warm or hot, or you can serve it at room temperature. And it's equally good all of those ways. And what temperature you decide to serve it at really depends on the weather and how far in advance you like to have everything ready. You know, some people like to have everything done before the guests arrive. And if that makes you feel calmer and like a better host, then by all means do that.
But it also sounds like the perfect recipe for those early guests, too, the ones that you were saying walk in the door and you're just like, come in and help.
Yeah, here, help me.
Yeah, how would they help
here? Help me. sprinkle the salt and pepper and rub olive oil all over the salmon, because that's really all you do. So you take a whole side of salmon, you turn your oven, well, first you turn your oven on to 300 degrees, and you take a whole side of salmon. You could also use a whole side of steelhead trout, which is a really nice, oftentimes more sustainable alternative to salmon. Mm-hmm. So the other side gets olive oil on it too. And you season both sides with salt and pepper. And then you flip it so the skin side is down on the sheet pan. And then you pop it in your 300 degree oven. And you roast it until the fish is opaque throughout and just able to easily flake when pressed. So what that means is, like, if you poke your finger onto the fish and, you know, there's like little lines between, there's just little lines of pink flesh, right? And the like white stuff in between. And if you press it, the little line should sort of like open up mm-hmm. easily. And that means that the fish is fully cooked, but you don't want to overcook it. You want it to be still like tender and juicy and delicious.
So what's like a good time there?
Yeah, it usually takes about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how, you know, thick your fillet, your side of salmon is.
Okay.
Usually, the whole side of salmon is about 3.5 to 4 pounds. If for whatever reason yours is a lot bigger or a lot smaller, it would take less or more time than 20 to 30 minutes. But that's why I give the time range, because you want to start checking it after 20 minutes, because mm-hmm. you want to hit it at that sweet spot where it's just opaque, which means like the fish flesh has lost its sort of translucent quality.
Yeah.
And it's a solid opaque pink. And when you press it, the flesh like separates in those nice little lines.
How are you kind of serving this, or like how are you transferring it from the sheet pan?
Totally. So you pull it out of the oven and you can let it cool completely if you don't plan on serving it right away, or you can let it sit for a few minutes. And then when you're ready to serve it, you want to grab a friend, or if you feel very confident in yourself, you can do it yourself.
Okay.
And this is how I like to do it. I like to remove the skin off of the side of salmon before serving it, because this is like not a crispy skin preparation. I love crispy salmon skin, but this is just like soft, moist, tender, delicious salmon.
Yeah.
And the skin, when you cook it, it just gets a little flaccid and gross and like, you know, we want to get rid of that skin. So skinning a fillet of fish is just like annoying. I know how to do it because I learned how to do it in culinary school, but nobody should have to do that if they don't want to. So I skin this side of salmon after roasting it.
Okay.
By just using two big spatulas, and you sort of like slide it in between the skin and the flesh of the cooked side of salmon from both sides. So you take two spatulas, one on each side, and you kind of like wiggle, wiggle, wiggle it underneath the cooked salmon in between the skin and the flesh. And then you just lift the whole side of salmon up with your two spatulas. And again, one of them could be held by a friend and one of them could be held by you, or you could be holding them both if you're feeling really brave. I've done it by myself many times and it always makes me feel super accomplished.
Honestly, we need the salmon skinning Olympics as the next event.
Well, come over. We'll make that happen. Good to have your platter right next to your sheet pan. Good for the platter to be the biggest platter you own in the house, because a side of salmon is sometimes pretty big.
Yeah.
And then you just slide it onto the platter and that's it. And it's totally okay to do a little victory dance. You probably are going to want to.
A little shimmy here or there, never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So then are you using a side salad with it?
Yeah. So once it's on the platter, you can cover it up with parchment or plastic or a dish towel or whatever. You can pop it in the fridge if you don't plan on serving it till the next day. Or you can leave it out at room temperature for an hour if you're going to serve it that day.
Okay.
I love to serve it with a big salad on the side, and that's the whole menu.
Already sounds amazing. And it already, as you were saying earlier, it makes it so easy to accommodate so many people, right?
Totally. In the book, the salad that I serve alongside this salmon, mm-hmm. it's a spring menu, and so it's a celery fruit salad. So it's chopped celery in a like nice white wine and honey vinaigrette with apricots or peaches, mint, sliced almonds. Super simple, super fresh, super crunchy and bright. And then I'll usually add either a garlicky yogurt sauce or an aioli.
Anna, that sounds delightful. Thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Anna Stockwell is the author of For the Table, Easy, Adaptable, Crowd-Pleasing Recipes. You can find Anna's recipe for her whole side of baked salmon on Instagram at the.one.recipe and at theonerecipe.org. This week's episode was made for you by producer Erica Romero, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Cameron Wiley, and digital producer James Napoli. Sally Swift is our managing producer. APM Studios executives in charge are Chandra Kavati, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero. I'm Jesse Sparks. This is APM Studios. Go make some magic.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus. That's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.